Good evening, good afternoon, good morning.
And if I don't see you later, have a pleasant tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. It's Full Spectrum Cycling.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Number 73.
Oof, we're old.
And it's August, and it's kind of hot out still.
Humid.
A little humid. JK did a little rolling around town today.
Yeah, more so than I was planning on it.
No, we're done.
Not a lot of bars open at 9:30 in the morning, I noticed.
But Sally's was, that's all it counts.
Yeah, Sally's was, but my office was closed. And that was kind of my turnaround point. I was like, no, then I'm hurting for it if I'm going all the way to Zad's, which I know will be open.
Yeah, but you
and there's no, I didn't really need to go that far.
No. Go see old Ma down there.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably would have saw Zanardo roll by, though. So.
True. Yeah. Or see the Marcus making his arrival.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, well. And then then got home, went to lunch. Another 6 miles in there, bing, bing.
Nice.
And then another pickup lady from work, and then come here. And I'm like, on the way here, I'm like, Jesus, I'm tired. Why am I so I know why I'm so freaking tired.
I rode a lot, and it's very hot out.
I rode an e-bike yesterday.
Oh, you didn't break your shit?
Is it gone?
It's gone.
Goddamn,
oh, wait, let me look.
Simon.
Oh, thank God it's gone. Simon was not riding a motherfucking e-bike.
Yeah, he was.
No, he was not.
Why do you say such words?
E-bikes
are fun. That thing's insane.
Chewy says he's going to call in and talk about it.
Oh,
if you read anything about that, that article I sent, you couldn't ride it on the streets in Australia. If you had it in Europe, you'd have to be wearing a helmet and pads. And yet this buffoon gets on it without looking at anything and it rolls over on top of him. Yeah. At least he was man enough to admit you should read the manual when you buy a bike this expensive, which isn't a bike.
I didn't read the article. I've just been reading headlines.
Yeah. Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Are you guys talking about my best friend?
Is your best friend Simon Cowell?
Yeah,
I thought so.
You know, it just shows you, once again, the evils of e-bikes.
It's not an e-bike! Jesus Christ, it's not an e-bike. It's an electric motorcycle with pedals.
Tony's getting animated now, and he's getting very animated.
It's an electric moped.
He's yelling a lot.
I am yelling a lot.
I forgot the damn pop.
Hey, Chewy, how are you?
How are you guys? Hey, I'm good.
I'm good, too. Thanks for calling in.
Chewy's on the line, folks.
No, so, there's a whole other level there, you guys. Come on. People don't go out, some people do, don't go out and drop, $8,000 on an electric vehicle that goes 65 miles an hour and then die.
The one that you look up that company online, the ones they have online is $20,000.
Holy mackerel.
So 1 minute's worth of his time.
Yeah, right.
As sad as that is.
Yeah. Have you, Chewy, have you seen the Owen McGregor motorcycle trip going from the tip of South America to Alaska?
Oh, I heard about that.
On Harley Davidson electric motorcycles.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I don't remember that part.
Tanner sold, I think Tanner sold his first one down in Austin, Texas this last week.
I think that Owen and his buddy had them specially prepared more like adventure bikes than, street bikes. But I think that's kind of interesting that they could do 11,000 miles. I don't know how many generators they had to pull on a trailer behind the things to keep them going. But
right. I'm sure. I'd like to know what the final dollar value.
They're expensive.
They're 30 grand a piece.
They're god-awful expensive. I know that.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask Tanner. I have to check with Tanner, but when Tanner was reading the specs off to me about them, they're a pretty impressive. I would put them in the category of a Tesla. They've got everything figured out before they went into production with them. So I think it's a pretty good bike. And I seriously don't have a problem with any motorcycle at all, except for I like noise. So it's.
I think it probably has a speaker on it that goes.
I think they actually do have something weird like that.
You can't have something that makes no noise. That's silly.
Right. Wasn't that when for a while there with all the electric cars that they were talking about that they had to make a different tread pattern on the tires so that they actually made some sound so pedestrians were aware that there was a car around?
Especially blind pedestrians is what that was all about. Yes. Yeah.
So have you started playing with your podcasting gear yet?
Yeah, I feel like kind of a creep. I just sit out here in the shop by myself and like pretend I'm interviewing whoever. And then I listen back and it's like, A, I sound like crap. And B, it's kind of creepy sitting out here talking to myself. So I think.
You sound pretty good on the phone.
This is not bad. I think tomorrow night I'm going to try to, even though he's not in the bike industry anymore, I think I'm going to try to do my first podcast with Sav. Get on a decor and do a Sav just because if nothing else, he's an awesome guy to talk to.
Sure, and he was in the bike industry for long enough, so.
Yeah. Yep, although he does ride an e-bike, so, you know, but he's got interesting comments. I'm going to let him tell.
So is he, how's Cardboard Robot doing during these COVID times?
Well, actually, I think they're doing really well because he does, you know, they do mailing and curbside, and that's working well. And with all the kids being stuck at home, parents are looking for something to do. So I think he's doing well.
Sounds good. I think it's just cardboardrobot.com. Should check it out. He's got a lot of old school crafts and Estes rockets and nice stuff to play with, basically, yeah, and become a kid again.
Well,
to
learn from. That's key.
Remember that Estes rocket that had the clear top on it and you could put like flies and stuff in there?
Yes.
And then there was the one that had the you could put an egg in it and the goal was to try and get it to come back without breaking the egg.
What? I didn't know about that one.
Well, maybe we just made him that way.
I don't know. That sounds like a cool idea.
He does do the rockets down there now. That's one of the things they've got in there.
I used to live on a farm in Wisconsin and we had a sod farm adjacent to ours, and it was huge, and it was a perfect place to launch rockets.
Sounds like a perfect
place. You could never lose one, basically.
My house was, my parents' house was next to the original Rochester Airport, so when they moved out, that area was just sat there empty, and they would go out and shoot them off on the runways. That was really fun.
Wow, that does sound like fun.
Chewy, do you know who Matt Hoffman is? BMX dude.
Matt.
Big BMX guy, old school.
I think I know who he is.
So my normal punk rock t-shirt website, Bifocal Media, where you can find all your old school punk rock band t-shirts you might be looking for, has a Matt Hoffman t-shirt now. That's pretty cool.
I gotta take a gander at this.
And also the FBM guys, Fat Bald Men Bikes, another BMX bike company. So kind of interesting that they intermix, obviously, the punk with the BMX scene, especially old school with a K.
Well, think about Death Hurl. I mean, Hurl was punk rock and BMX. He even kind of got, I don't know if he necessarily started it, but up in Minneapolis here, they had kind of a retro BMX race series going for a while.
And his cars are coffins too, right?
Yep, Brady's cars are coffins, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I think he just rides around on his bike and takes pictures of his bikes leaning against stuff. He's not one of those guys.
Drive side out, Hurl. Drive side out.
Oh, hell, I could spend a lot of money on this damn site.
Yeah. I got a link in the show notes. So if you're an old school.
As soon as I see that one, and then all of a sudden I look down, there's a Steve Caballero, Ian McKay, JFA.
Yep.
Freaking!
They're all there. All our old heroes. I mentally
just spent about $400. So I'm gonna nice. Go back to the show notes, please.
That's where I got my Bullzig t-shirt.
Right on.
Yeah. So. Yep. Hey, a bike shop's moving out of our neighborhood. Chewy, one of our local Fixation bike shop. If you're familiar with those
where
guys,
where are they moving to? Oh yeah, I know Fixation guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were three blocks from our shop, but now they're going to be.
Oh, back at the
further mall. Away over at the Pedal, I think it's called Pedal Milwaukee or something. Mm-hmm. What's the building called?
Well, it's where they were.
Yeah, they. I think that they ended up buying a building that's on the Hank Aaron Trail on the south side of town.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see what they end up doing over there. I know they had just remodeled over the winter, downsizing because they warehouse stuff at the new joint. And I don't know if it was the COVID thing or they just got broken into a couple of weeks ago and a couple of carbon fat bikes were stolen. And I'm not sure.
I didn't know that.
If that was the final straw or what, but there's less bikes in River West or bike shops in River West now. So that's kind of cool.
Speaking of bikes in your shop, I stepped into a Deke shop on Saturday. He has three brand new bikes, one Soma and two Surleys, and that's all he has in the shop.
Over there, Oneota River Cycles?
Yes.
Yeah. How about Decora? What do they have at Decora Bikes?
I can't go in there. You can't get past the front door without tripping over a fucking e-bike, so I didn't even go in there.
Well, we sold one of our Roll GR1s yesterday, 2 days ago. Tony sold that puppy. So we're down to three new bikes in the store.
It's funny you should say that because I just messaged John.
I got a Surly low side. I've got a large Roll C1 and a small Roll A1. We got no other new bikes in here.
The low side.
A lot of new beautiful frames.
Got a lot of frames. We could build custom bikes if we could get parts for them. Which is a challenge.
I was gonna say, then there's your next problem, right?
Which is a challenge. Yeah, I've got a bike we're doing an upgrade on and trying to find a 110 chain ring with a drop stop teeth on it challenge. It's just like everywhere you turn, there's nothing available out there at any kind of reasonable price, you know.
Well, I have a girl that just brought in an old cruiser and just trying to find a 26x25 old school tires. Like nobody has any, at least in stock. I mean, it might be a shop that's got them someplace, but just going to quick through the wholesalers, I haven't found any.
Well, then you're going to want to make them tubeless too, because you can't get tubes for them anymore either.
Oh, I never thought about that. So her $50 bike is going to be about $400 when she gets back.
Well, I was making an argument, before COVID even started, had started a story on, if you're going to go to a bike shop and spend $500, $600, $700 even on a new bike, you might be better off putting that same basic amount of money into an old school bike that you have at home. That's a really nice frame. Maybe it was a Mazzy or it was a good quality Trek frame from the old school days. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna put new parts on it, and you may have a better riding bike than you would have had otherwise.
Totally agree with that. Old school Trek steel bikes make great bikes.
Yep.
Mine's a one bike.
The old multi-track stuff. Those are great frames.
I'm running a 400 with a 1x10 drivetrain now with a 52 up front. It's a fantastic bike to ride around town.
Oh,
good stuff.
Yep, the Molly and Colin machine still.
That's basically what that is.
What's that?
I kind of still like riding my Hansoms around because that's somewhat what they're like. They're just a devil frame, a G devil frame. Put what you want on them. I really like that bike. I don't want to say it's a neutral frame geometry, but it's right. It's the old Bianchi stuff. Or not Bianchi, I'm sorry. It's the old Brinkstone geometry type stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Right on, dude. Well, thanks for calling in and telling us all about your Simon stuff.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
I'm glad that he didn't, Sure.
What
are you drinking? Go ahead and do that. I have to go to hockey practice with little kids, so I don't get that.
Ah, right. Well, we just went simple with Hazy Rabbit today, so.
Yeah. Have one when you get home.
Next time we talk to you.
I'll have one when I get back. I'll be thinking about you guys. Not. See you guys.
I'll later. See you there.
Better see you guys.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Chewy, ladies and gentlemen.
I tried to convince John Goodman, not the actor, to call in. Give us his opinion about his GR1.
And, well, he's only had it for 2 days.
He said, I just want to let you know I've been riding my fat ass has been on this bike every day and I have no more nut numbness, which was his problem with his GT something that was the heaviest aluminum bike I ever built for him. I'm like, dude, this thing is just a tank.
Well, the GR1 has that nice Brooks
saddle
on it. The, yep. What is the, what's the model of that thing? I forget what they call it.
CR1 cadmium.
It's the rubber one.
Yeah. CR17
with the cutout in it.
Yeah.
For your NAD area, for your perineal gland or whatever's down there.
The string.
Sweet. Holy, sweet. Holy freaking frack. We got another caller, folks.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, who do we have on the line?
Oh, I know that laugh.
It's Big Sexy, yo. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, hey.
Just kind of sweating in the shop, sweating with the oldies here.
Wait, you lost your AC or something?
Oh, we never have AC here yet. that costs real money. You don't want to spend money on that when you can buy a new, you know, chain ring or something.
Right. Well, there are several things I'd love to talk to you guys about. I just want to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
A, how much Illinois sucks.
Well, you already know that.
B, how awesome I am. And C, the Katy Trail.
The Katy Trail.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you just choose?
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, we know how awesome you are. We're in Wisconsin. We know all the trees in Wisconsin bend south because Illinois sucks. So
yes.
we know that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so really quick about Illinois sucks. There's no shoulders, and the people don't know how to drive in this fucking state. Anyway, the Katy Trail. All right, it starts in a little place like it's called Sunset Hill, or God, I hope I got that name right. But it's just outside of Kansas City, and it goes all the way to St. Louis, and it goes through Jefferson City and all that, and it's a nice, firm, but dirt trail, and it's mostly flat. And it goes all the way through Missouri, all the way from Kansas City to St. Louis.
Huh. Wow.
And I was in some of the views and some of the to your left is a cliff that goes up 350 feet, and you got like warning signs saying "Watch for falling rock." I'm like, I'm watching for falling. If falling rock is any of my concern, it's not. I'm not going to see it. It's going to hit me right the fucking head.
So does it follow a river?
But it's right alongside the Missouri River.
Gotcha.
And that river is so fat and so huge, but I'm guessing that it's too shallow because I never saw a single boat on it. I don't know the facts. I probably should have stopped and read those signs along the way. but I know that when Lewis and Clark went through, they took the Missouri River and they camped out right alongside the Missouri River right there on the Katy Trail. And, it's a big part of Americana and why we are here today.
You betcha. Yeah, I spent a bunch of time on it up in South Dakota, where they've dammed it up and made really big lakes. So it's definitely, you know, deep and boatable up there. But that's that's somewhat after Lewis and Clark's time.
Oh, I'm sorry. A small penis truck is driving around right now.
I heard the.
My God, you know, these trucks that are so goddamn loud, it's like, maybe you can make your truck a little bit louder.
Nah.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, I know you got a small dick, but come on, don't take it on the rest of us.
All right, dude, we got another caller we're going to get to. Where are you headed next?
Oh. Well, I'm on my way to Indianapolis. I'm not holding out high hopes for Indiana, but at least it's part of the mission. Illinois right now is, I mean, I already did Springfield. Illinois is just in the fucking way right now.
Isn't your buddy Mike Pence from Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pence.
Yeah, you could say, hey, Mike.
Well, he's not my buddy, but you know what? Trump just signed a little something that might fund my trip for the rest of the way, so I don't have to beg for y'all for PayPal or anything like that. So
I was looking for that the other day. I was going to put it on your birthday show, but I couldn't find the PayPal link. I'll put it in again.
The PayPal link is paypal.me/Beckhouse504.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Or you can go to Heather the Tricycle on Facebook. And you go to Heather the Tricycle on Facebook, and there's a link to my PayPal right away. Now, is that other caller Dave Lunt? Because I told him that it'd be cool if we called in at the same time.
It just might be. Welcome to the radio program. Second caller, who do we have on the line?
Well, it just might be Dave Lunt.
So you guys can reminisce for a few minutes while we just sit back and listen and drink beer.
Let's have a virtual beer together, brother.
Oh, I'm on that right now, dude. I'm living a high life, man. How you doing?
I'm drinking PBR. Thank God I found a Casey's General Store in Illinois that sells PBR.
Nice. Yeah, they got PBR everywhere now.
Kind of hard to find. No, they don't. No, they don't. They don't know what PBR is in St. Louis.
Well, that's for obvious reasons.
I think it was the Anheuser-Busch people said, no, there's no such thing as PBR.
Yeah.
I'm almost out, man. I can't.
I thought PBR stood for possibly Busch beer.
Oh, but I can't drink Busch beer because when I was chipping on acid, I drank the ashtray, which was in a can of Busch Light, and I just taste ashes every time I have Busch Light now. No, but podcast guys, are you aware of the Facebook page My Bike Leaning Against Stuff / Yeah You Are?
Yep, we sure are.
because every once in a while I'm like, oh shit, I should have taken a picture of that, but I didn't. But then every once in a while I do.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm like, man, my bike leaning against stuff is an awesome little Facebook page, and everybody should know about it.
Yeah,
sometimes
that actually started as a joke from the other My Bike Leaning Against Stuff. And,
Dave, everything you start is a joke. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's probably true, but yeah. Nice. I even want to say hi. Say hi, Ivan.
Ivan.
But yeah, I remember sitting out back at Dino's house, just has a lovely dinner and knocking down some beers here. And Ivan's out here running around, still begging.
For I've been sitting out of this outside of this Casey's General Store in Greenville, Illinois, just waiting for somebody to run me off. But they're not running me off, so I'm going to suck up as much battery power as I can get.
Nice. Yeah, so I can do it until I tell you to stop. You know what the heck?
Right, right. Well, you know, and
you got a place plotted out to camp out in.
Yeah, they got a place like they call the fairgrounds. I'm like, well, I guess there's no county fair this year, so I'm going to go camp out over there.
All right, so there should be plenty of room for you.
There's probably an electrical outlet or something over there.
So. Yeah. Sucks we missed you last time you swung through Wisconsin.
All right, boys.
We should probably let the podcast guys take back over, huh?
Yeah, well, Dave's phone isn't really working all that well right now for some reason, so we're going to let you guys go and finish our...
Because he's in Caledonia.
Hey, man, love you guys. I'll probably call you next week from Michigan.
Sounds good, Big Sexy.
Okay, dude. Later.
All right, y'all. Hey, love you guys. Take it easy.
Peace.
Yeah, Dave, I don't know. Your phone's kind of going...
Is that an iPhone?
I'm talking on a new on my new Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, well, so maybe you should get a new one.
Yeah,
maybe,
right. Yep. The less here's the deal, dude. The less technology between our technology and you is better.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, now you're way better.
Hello.
Yeah, you gotta
just Dave Schwartz.
Cut out one more piece of technology, sir. Thank you. Right on.
All right.
Go drink beer.
We'll talk to you soon.
How's that?
Yeah.
Does this work all right?
Better than before. Better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, my earpiece and my, I know, Tony, iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
Doesn't work all that well, so.
I have an iPhone. It's sitting home on my desk.
Ugh. All right, Mon, you got anything you want to talk about real quick? And then we got to get rolling here.
No, I don't know. Like Jason said, that wonderful new Facebook site that started this joke. Look at my bike leaning against stuff. I mean, yeah, you are.
we'll find a link and put it in the show notes just so everybody can discover it now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Started
as a joke and just ran with it. So.
Most things do.
And nobody took it over.
That's how COVID started. Whatever.
I know there's a way that I can insert myself as being
that's
a part.
That's about it.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you later.
How about that ride Bill Hartz put on this weekend? That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a legitimate comment.
Nice little fun impromptu ride around Milwaukee, bit of beer gardens and back.
Impromptu? You planned it a month in advance, dude.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't impromptu. But...
well, the old Heidelberg. Old Heidelberg being...
I actually thought when he sent out the invite, I thought it was that Saturday, but Dean was like, no, it's July. That's in August. I'm like, oh, okay. What month is it again? I forget. I thought it was impromptu at first, but yeah, it was a month in advance.
All right. Yeah, Ivan some scratching for me.
What's that?
Give Ivan some scratching for me.
Oh, I will. And Edgar, too. He's scared of the grill now because I like blew it up when I lit it.
Uh-oh. Cool.
Yeah, you'll have that. It burnt off a little hair, but you know, the Mohawk's still intact.
Excellent. All right, man. Later for you.
You'll go by now.
Well,
Black is Beautiful Saturday. You guys going to do that? Oh, is it Sunday? Oh, even better.
Sunday.
Yep. Sunday.
Be there. Big getting down, Garland.
Yep.
Saturday.
Kind of confusing sometimes with folks on the tele ringer there.
People still use those things?
I guess. Calling in to the radio program.
What number is that again?
717-727-2453.
That's Phil's bike. And you can join the mayhem.
Right?
So, right should, you know, should we digress a little bit and talk about, like,
plus that's what Sturgeon? We're doing.
Sturgis? And is Smash Mouth really a rock band?
No.
There we go. That's enough of that discussion.
Exactly. That was all we needed to do about that.
Oh, that band.
Yeah, there's a...
That's just peeling a late 90s scab back,
yep.
You know, for me. And it's like, oh my God, why? And no, I thought I weathered this storm.
After you listen to this podcast, you should head over to listen to El Rongo.
Uh-huh.
From the COVID Couch series. That's going on right after you listen to this podcast on Friday.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Today.
That's actually a thing I dig.
That's a thing I dig, too. Only my masks dig more.
We need a jingle for the things we dig section of the show.
These are things that we dig.
If you were Paul Schaefer, you could write a jingle
that's
on the
right,
fly.
That's right, David.
Yeah, sure. Mike's, that's so JK's things we dig is El Rongo. Sounds good. Oh, it's at the Cooperage. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, virtually at the Cooperage.
Right, but it's still there in the in the big space, right?
Yeah. And last night I did the watch party for Big Mother gig. We're doing some outdoor.
Were they in Wisconsin?
In California, I think.
Really? Wow.
I think it was in California. I don't know. It just popped up when I was like looking at it. I'm like, hey, it's a watch party. Why not? And a good handful of people checked it out.
Yeah, that
and it sounded good.
Some of them live in North Dakota.
Yeah, right.
Unless he moved.
Yeah, I they weren't in Wisconsin.
Our buddy Brady.
As far as I
drummer can extraordinaire. Tell,
ain't no drumming in that one, no.
No drumming?
Nope. It was just two.
Well, then maybe no Brady because
could be.
No drums.
Right. Yeah. It was like Los Lobos, but only two of them. So it's Dos Lobos.
Gotcha. Nice.
Which always was great.
Tony, what's your things you dig?
I am very excited that I missed out on the River West 24 face masks during the RW24, but was happy enough to be contacted by a friend of mine who happened to be having a second batch run, and the money gets donated to a very good cause. We can put a link in the notes. And I happen to purchase this all one for our podcast tonight.
We may have a photo of said RW24. We will.
And what you'll notice about yours versus mine is I put mine on. What do you notice different?
It's not over your ears.
The 24 is on the other side. That's so when you're doing a selfie, it looks the same as ours.
There you go.
So it's like a mirror.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think, and they have a filter liner built into the side of them, so you can throw a coffee filter or some other sort of protective item.
Sure, sure.
And you get to represent the people's holiday.
Represent. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be representing with masks on our face for some time to come, so mm-hmm. it's nice to have a selection in the mask drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, indeed.
For a guy with glasses, I'd like to suggest that people that make masks include a metal thing that goes around your nose.
So we don't sweat up and
that would be a good thing. Glasses. At least until it starts getting a little cooler out, and then it won't be a big deal at all.
OptiGrab.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Steve Martin.
Just thinking about that the other day. I can't wait to watch The Jerk again.
Oh, shit. I might watch that when I get home. I got two Billy Ho's egg rolls waiting for me. Oh, they arrived as I was leaving. I'm like, They're back in business.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. I was jonesing for other egg rolls for a couple goddamn months.
Kimberly Pratt used to rent from Bill Ho.
Was that when he had the lobster on top of his?
Yes, it was.
His SUV? His
BMW X5.
Was the lobster on the X5, or was that on the Mercedes? Because he did that loophole where he could write it off in 2 years. That's why he had those three SUVs.
That just was killing me. That worked for me. Yeah.
He had a lobster on one. He had different things on the top of his.
Because there was one that was SUVs. Always, when I lived over kind of by Vitucci's area, I'd always see it right in that area. And I'm just like, why are you, you know, it was like he parked down the street and then went to Hopshing or something like that. Like, I got to test out the competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's something for both JK and Tony.
Sorry, that was a Chinese food wormhole. Since walkthrough.
This is a bike related thing. Yeah. Not lobster or BMW related. Well, JK is still theoretically works on campus.
Yeah.
Tony worked on campus.
I did.
A guy sent a note into the shop and says, my son's going to be attending UW-Milwaukee this fall for his freshman year of college. This is just recently, too, so apparently that's somehow happening.
Yeah.
He wants to bring a bike to campus, and we talked about bike security around campus and storage. He wanted to get some insight on the bicycling around the UW area. I said, bicycling is great. I mean, there's paths, there's bike lanes, there's absolutely all sorts of ways to get around on a bike. What I wasn't as sure of is if you can store your bike in dorms or not, or do you just lock them up outside? And obviously campuses are rife with thievery.
I believe that you are not allowed to bring, I don't know this for sure.
I don't think you can bring them inside.
Call campus police, but I don't believe you can bring them inside.
I don't think
in the dorms?
Yeah.
Right.
No, but I don't think so. Way.
But I will bestow my rule of thumb on bike locking on campus. And that is, just park next to a bike that's easier to steal than yours.
Get a better thief, lock than that guy.
Right. The thief will always take the easiest way out. So you get yourself a better lock than the person you're locking next to, maybe a couple of people, you're probably okay.
I suggested also that he get non-quick-release wheels.
Also a great idea.
Yep, yep.
Carry a pocket tool. They're cheap. They're readily available. And have some skewers that you can take off fairly quickly, but not in seconds.
Yeah.
Especially if it's going to be parked out overnight.
Yeah. And let's just keep this going.
Don't park on the south side of the Union, because that's where all the bikes get stolen first. Park either under the library, where there is, first of all, it's covered, so you're protected.
Yep.
And there's always foot traffic. That side of the Union, every time I go to campus, there's at least one bike missing at least one wheel.
Yeah.
And by at least, they're usually missing both.
Well, so, and I don't know that. Where...
In normal days, I'd say on the north, the top Spates Plaza part of the Union.
Yeah, better.
Be fine, but I mean, the Union is not going to be the Union. This back in
right,
the back here.
Right, because there's going to be
so there's not going to be that traffic
library.
As such. Yeah, library is always the...
Plenty of parking under the library. Yeah. It's covered. It's nice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what some of the newer dorms had, whether they had underground.
They could.
Because they have car parking
that
underground.
I don't know about. Yeah. You're right. They really could. The off-campus dorms might have a better way to store your bike.
Anyway.
Or lock it up outside. I mean, the cop shop is in the West Tower.
Yep.
So just park
also,
it.
Also a good place.
You just park it right outside the campus police, and you should be
fine. Because one would
hope
that there's cameras there, but
yeah, one would think, hope, and... Mm.
So there you go, Rob.
But as an employee, I don't
know. And Rob, thanks for letting your kid go to UW-Milwaukee. It's a fine institution.
Well, Mr. Goodman was talking about how if they didn't get on-campus people, that UWM would be in trouble.
It's very true.
Versus some of the other schools in the UW system, which would not be as impacted.
My wife's department is not allowing full-time staff back in yet, and may not this whole entire semester.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, they let the students work, but I'm like, all right, that's a weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know, young people don't get COVID. So
yeah, I know.
Apparently.
Yeah. I have to submit the
and
work.
Orange
the work
is the new
plan.
Tan.
That's for sure. Well,
so it's kind of like 15% of time on campus I'm forecasting for myself and coworker for the semester, which is...
That's
whatever. Pretty, that's like six
hours. Cash.
Yeah. 6 hours in the course of a week if I have to do some shit, which I end up having to do anyways.
Right.
But so much of it can be done remotely.
Right.
And all the classes are going, at least most of them, in some way or fashion, online. And the face-to-faces have to have an online component because only half the class can attend at a time.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it's oh shit, I thought I was done with work and now I'm back.
All right. Well,
I'll be ready tomorrow then. Oh wait, no. I mean on Monday.
On Monday.
There we go.
There you go.
I think we wasted enough for these good folks' time.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Probably. We got more stuff just to talk about next week now.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
last final note though is Simon Cowell's not an e-bike.
Sonos?
Simon Cowell. Not an e-bike.